அக்ஷரமணமாலை 100 இயர்ஸ் த மேரிட்டல் கார்லண்ட் ஆஃப் லெட்டர்ஸ் பை டிஎஸ் வைத்தியநாதன். டிசையர்லெஸ்னஸ் இஸ் விஸ்டம் டீச்சர்ஸ் ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகரிஷி இன் தி செமினல் ஒர்க் ஹூ அம் ஐ. ஃபாலோவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரமண மகரிஷி ஸ்ட்ரைவ் ஃபார் டிசையர்லெஸ்னஸ் ஆஸ் எ ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் கோல். ஈவன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஆஸ்பிரன்ஸ் கமிட்டட் டு டிசையர்லெஸ்னஸ் மஸ்ட் எங்கேஜ் in life sustaining acts like finding food and water. Renunciates in India are permitted to live on begged food as a means of cultivating desirelessness and humility. Circa 1914, some renunciates who were closely associated with Ramana Maharishi lived on begged food. They went to town collectively in a group singing praises of the Lord. Before descending the hill for alms, the sadhus would blow a conch shell, providing an initial notice to the pious residents of the town who provided them with food. Once again, at the foot of the hill, they would blow the conch, announcing their arrival at the town for alms. The town folks graciously offered them plenty of food out of respect for their association with Ramana Maharishi, who was living on the hill. The arrangement worked well until other sadhus who were not followers of Ramana Maharishi found out the special generosity that householders extended to devotees of the Maharishi. They too formed a group, blew on a conch, and walked the streets singing traditional praises of the Lord. Purposely, they started on the rounds to collect food a little earlier than the devotees of the Maharishi. The generous householders could not distinguish between Bhagavan's real followers and the impostors who were similarly clad and sang similar praises of the Lord. Henceforth, the devotees of the Maharishi had to return with only meager collections and accept hunger. These devotees, victimized by identity theft, turned to their god and guru Ramana Maharishi, who was the personification of infinite compassion. Led by Perumal Swami, they requested him to compose a unique composition to sing that would not only secure for them the presence of Ramana Maharishi but reveal to the world their true status as his genuine followers. Normally, those going out begging for food would sing a song with the refrain, Samba Sadashiva, Samba Sadashiva, Samba Sadashiva, Harahara. At first, the Maharishi composed only a few similar lines with the refrain, Arunachala, and stopped. Disappointed, Perumal Swami was waiting for the next lines. One day, the Maharishi went for Giri Pradakshina alone. That day, 108 verses invoking the grace of Lord Arunachala gushed forth from the depths of his heart like a perennial spring. The very name of the song reveals its import, Bhava. The bride was the Jiva, Maharishi himself. The bridegroom was Lord Arunachala. In the poem, the Maharishi fashioned various situations wherein the bride pined for the bridegroom. Normally, a pining lover's words would be piteous, but when accompanied by pure devotion, the effect is perfect. The bride displays various feelings like self-pity, bashfulness, maturity, and hurt at being spurned. All these make the poem exquisite with a remarkable co-mingling of bhakti, devotion, and sringara, romantic love. Like sugar in milk, the poem is sweetened with unbounded wisdom. In the original Tamil text, the words employed have more than one meaning, which makes a perfect translation impossible. Those who sing and listen to the song at Sri Ramana Ashramam are overwhelmed with joy because the bhava is sweet and words are delicately balanced. This song soothes the hearts of devotees and guides them to illumination. The food problem of the Maharishi's followers was immediately resolved upon their singing of this poem in town. In Day by Day with Bhagavan, it is recorded that Bhagavan said that Aksharamana Malai fed the devotees for many years. The power of the song is far greater than simply providing a daily ration of food. By the grace of Arunachala, it assures for us the presence of Arunachala and Sri Ramana Maharishi wherever we may live. Sri Ramana Maharishi poured his heart out and imparted his spiritual power into Aksharamana Malai as a gift to his devotees so that they may easily invoke his gracious presence wherever they want. If regularly chanted, this sacred poem confers the protective umbrella of Arunachala, Mahaguru Sri Ramana Maharishi. It has the power to remove the obstacles facing the devotee and to guide him in day-to-day life. 100 years have passed since the Aksharamana Malai came into existence. The centenary event will be observed by organizing daily chants of Aksharamana Malai at the ashram and all the centers dedicated to Ramana Maharishi. May all devotees learn and chant Aksharamana Malai with fervor. May they all emerge victorious in their endeavor to gain self-knowledge, of which Arunachala and Ramana Maharishi are supreme symbols. May all benefit by the power of the presence of Ramana Maharishi revealed by his immortal composition, Aksharamana Malai.